And open up a work session on Senate Bill 707. And actually, I'm going to see. You should have a package in front of you with some testimony, and then also a package with some amendments. Do you want to just go through the number and the amendments and make sure everybody has the same package?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. You would have. -19, -23, -28, and -30.
Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move the -19 amendments to Senate Bill 707A.
Okay. Representative Cannon moves the -19 amendments to Senate Bill 707A. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, would you appreciate an explanation of this?
It'd be helpful. I'd like to know what
I think Representative Cannon's going to walk us through.
Doesn't need to be very elaborate, but just a reminder.
We'll call up Bob Danko from DEQ if we need some clarification on these.
Yeah. So, looking at -19, it makes two changes to the underlying bill. The first is to change the wording on line 16 of page 2, simply to make it clear that large retailers, meaning those over 5,000 square feet, are required to take back the kind of beverage that they sold. And by kind, we've been assured, and it is certainly our intent, that we mean the category of beverage. And those categories are spelled out in the amendment that we will, the -30 amendments that we will move later. But essentially, if a large retailer sells bottled water, then they are to take back bottled water. If they sell soda, they are to take back soda. If they sell beer, they're to take back beer. And that's what the rather confusing first part of the -19 amendments does on to line 16 of page 2. The second part clarifies that a small retailer, that means one smaller than 5,000 square feet, is required to take back only those beverages that are of the kind, size, and brand that they sold. And that kind, size, and brand is pretty well established, the meaning of that, since it's current practice and it is current law for all retailers to take back kind, size, and brand. So that's a more limiting definition. A retailer, small retailer that sells Pepsi and only Pepsi is not required under this bill to take back Coke. And that's the more limited kind, size, and brand definition.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Any questions on that?
No.
Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have any questions on the amendment. I just want to make sure that I know this is an amendment to the A and Gross 707.
Correct.
Not anything else. Right?
Yes, this is an amendment to the A and Gross. And committee members, as you know, the version that came over from the Senate had many technical issues that needed to be resolved and then a lot of clarification. So what these amendments basically do is clarify, define, and add language to make sure that the intent of the bill is clear, I think, in the whole that you will see.
Madam Chair, just to follow up on that, I think this amendment, as the others as well, certainly fits within that. This is really clarifying. We believe this was the intent of the Senate version.
Okay. So we have a motion to adopt the A19s. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I'm going to move, if it's all right, directly to the A30, since it we may need to refer to it again. We might as well just deal with it directly.
Okay, so.
So I move the -30 amendments to Senate Bill 707.
Okay, Representative Cannon has moved the -30 amendments to Senate Bill 707. And Representative Cannon, if you would walk the committee through, that would be helpful.
Yeah, again, just a couple of clarifying changes here. Beverage. In line 6 of the amendment, this is the same as in the Senate version that came over. Beverage means water and flavored water, beer or other malt beverages and mineral waters. Each of these are the categories that I was referring to, the kinds that I was referring to in the last amendment. This is the same as Senate Bill 707A. The changes to Senate Bill 707A are in line 12 of the amendment, which is also line 12 of the bill, where we define beverage container. I'm looking in the wrong place. Essentially, line 10 of the amendment says, 9 through 11, beverage container means an individual separate sealed glass, metal, or plastic bottle or can containing a beverage in quantity less than or equal to 3 fluid liters. We removed the reference to polyethylene terephthalate, I did not practice that, bottle or can. So we removed that requirement that it be PET. That's one minor alteration to the underlying bill. The other is our clarification on the back side of the amendment, the very last three lines, that water and flavored water means any beverage identified through the use of letters, words, or symbols on its product label as a type of water. So this includes certainly a water bottle that calls itself Mountain Spring Water, as it's using the word water in its product name and product label. It would include any other beverage that identifies itself as water or aqua or H2O. Those are the reasons that we included words or symbols, not just the letters, water. Some of these products are maybe enhanced with vitamins or minerals or supplements, but as long as they say water on them or infer water through via something like aqua or H2O, our intention is to cover them under this expanded bottle bill.
Questions? Representative Pearson?
Actually, just a comment, Madam Chair. I like this solution. I think it's quite elegant to take the packager or manufacturer, the maker of the product, at their word, because I think sort of the marketing of water as a product is sort of a current sort of phenomenon of our sort of commercial culture, and this is sort of tapping in or sorts identifying based on self-identification.
Any other comments? Okay. Colleagues, with this adoption of the amendment in front of you, this will expand the current bottle bill to include about 10 to 12% more containers than it currently does. I think when the original authors of the bill thought about what to contain. Of course, back then, I don't even know if they sold bottled water. I don't even think that when I worked on the expansion of the state of Maine, they did either. So it's pretty amazing how there's a whole new part of the waste stream that we will be able to capture with this. I do think this is a very important first step, and we're going to hear on another amendment about what the next step will be for looking at expansion of the bottle bill. But with this, I think we've clarified some of the issues that were raised in the Senate. The other thing I will note on line 12, it says what the beverage container is not. It does not include cartons, foil pouches, and drink boxes. Again, I think things that were not envisioned when the bottle bill was originally drafted. And so we wanted to make sure that those were not included or required that grocers take those back because they can be problematic for recycling. So with that, any other questions or comments? Any objections? Dash 30s are adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 23 amendments to House Senate Bill 707A.
Okay, Representative Cannon moves the dash 23 amendments to Senate Bill 707. Representative Cannon.
Yeah, these are, again, just very minor technical changes. A couple of words were changed in the sub 3, the first part of this amendment. To clarify, this was a point that Representative McPherson brought to our attention. Again, to clarify the intent of this, which is to require the manufacturer, distributor, or importer of the beverage to collect and redeem the refund value for those beverages for those containers to the dealer. And we just altered the wording slightly to try to make it clear that that was, in fact, their legal responsibility. Section 7, the bolded part, is the requirement that the manufacturer, distributor, or importer pay that refund value, and if they don't, they are liable for that refund value at treble the unpaid value. We did delete a section at the advice of, I believe, the accused attorney. We deleted the section that referred to reasonable attorney fees paid by the prevailing party in the case of civil action under that section. His interpretation, I believe, or his analysis was that that is not customary in statute, and so he recommended deleting that sentence.
Any questions on this amendment? Okay. Any objections? Without, the dash 23 has been adopted.
And Madam Chair, I move the dash 28 amendments to Senate Bill 707.
Okay, Representative Cannon has moved the dash 28 amendments to Senate Bill 707. Representative Cannon?
This simply replaces the Section 8 in the underlying bill with a new Section 8 that that re-describes the task force that this bill will set up. It reduces the representation of legislators on it from two House and two Senate members to one House and one Senate member. It shall the governor is to make appointments of the other seven members of this nine-member task force on the basis of their ability to represent the best interests of Oregon as a whole. There's a sort of conflict of interest clause that requires at least three members not to receive a substantial portion of their income or family's income from the beverage container industry. And it specifies in lines 14 through 6 or through 6 of page 2 the charge of the task force. And so you can take a look at that on your own, but we're more specific about that charge than the underlying bill was.
It's important if you walk through it.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to walk through what those points are. 2A, the task force shall study and make recommendations on establishing and paying for redemption centers. 2B, they'll shall study and make recommendations on expanding the list of beverages to be included. C, increasing the refund value. D, limiting the redemption of beverage containers that are purchased out of state. And E, they're to look at collecting, utilizing the refund value of unredeemed deposits, unredeemed beverage containers. They are not limited to these subjects. This is simply the matters that they shall study, but they can go on and look at even more far-reaching topics if they choose. I don't think there are any other changes, except it, Section 9 here changes the repeal date of Section 8, which in the original bill was, it was to be repealed, I believe, January 1, 09, and some members of the work group thought it wise to keep this task force inoperable through the legislative session, the 09 legislative session, so it won't be dissolved until July 1st, 2009.
Also, Section 9, you may want to, that's an important one.
Section 9 of, or,
well,
right,
Sub 9,
which I don't think has changed from the underlying, well, maybe it might be changed from the underlying bill slightly. Task force shall submit a report and shall include recommendations for legislation to the interim legislative committees on environment and natural resources on or before November 1st, 2008. And there was some thought that this could even be directly to the next legislature. It is clear that the intent of the task force, it should be clear, the intent of the task force is to produce recommendations for the legislature to act on in 2009.
Thank you, Representative Cannon. I would like to add that I think that given that it's been over 30 years since the bottle bill has been modernized or updated, this is an important first step. However, the system needs to be revisited, and I think the elements that have been laid out in this amendment are very important. There's a lot of discussion about redemption centers and whether that is the way to go with expansion of the bottle bill. There was a lot of discussion in the work group. There wasn't complete consensus, but I think there was consensus that there needs to be a maintain consumer convenience, and that's the number one issue that I think we want to make clear on the record, that we want to maintain that there's consumer convenience, and redemption centers need to be looked at seriously. However, they need to be balanced with making sure that we have consumer convenience. Also, there was a lot of discussion, and I certainly received a lot of feedback from my constituents and constituents around the state about whether or not to expand the refund value and increase that. I think that is something that also should be on the table for discussion, given that a nickel 30-something years ago is not necessarily a nickel now, and then also or has the same value. And the types and the variety of containers that are now in the marketplace that were never envisioned. water bottles being an example, but there are others out there that the work group thought that we should look at as well. So I think that the next legislative body will be looking very seriously at what recommendations come out of that task force. And we also think that in order to look at the redemption center idea, there needs to be a hard look at how that would be funded, whether that is through a handling fee or through unclaimed bottle deposits. And that information will, the task force will be looking at that information, which is a very necessary part of the decision making for how to expand this program in a meaningful and successful way. So with that, any questions or comments on this amendment?
I'll just offer a comment, Madam Chair. Thank you. We heard a proposal here earlier this week from the grocers about going to a system of redemption centers funded in quite a different way from the existing bottle bill structure, and I appreciate the work that they did in bringing that proposal forward, and I think that that needs to be a key element for consideration by the task force, but at the stage in the process we're in, it's not appropriate to try to work through to that solution here in this session. So this gives us the opportunity to fully vet the issues and develop it and see whether that's a good solution.
Thank you for bringing that up, Representative McPherson. And if you, again, note, the amendment includes many of the same elements that actually were proposed by the grocers, however, obviously needed a lot more thought and a lot more serious review before we implement. So I think we're going to be looking hard at whatever recommendations come out, and hopefully the grocers will want to be an integral part of that, because I think since they're the ones who currently run the program, it's important to have their input. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Any objections? With that, the -23s, is that correct? 28s are adopted. And I'll accept a final motion.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 707A as amended by the -19, -23, -28, -30 amendments to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Okay, Representative Cannon has moved Senate Bill 707 should be reported to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended with the -19, 23, 28, and 30s. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to express my appreciation for the folks in the work group who helped with these clarifications of the Senate bill. I think we are improving this bill while remaining consistent with the intent of the Senate and the bill that they sent to us. I also wanted to sort of echo your comments about just the magnitude of what we're doing here. Using DEQ's numbers, I computed that we're throwing away in this state 14,000 water bottles per hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This will, once it's in effect, reduce that amount significantly, and those bottles will go to the recycling stream. And finally, I think like the bottle bill founders in 1971 who expressed faith in the industry, the grocers, the distributors, et cetera, to make a system work, a system that people imagine, they put in law, it was a very simple bill, and then they said, figure out how to make it work, private industry. I think that's what we're expressing today, is a sense of confidence in industry to find a way to make this expansion work.
Thank you. Any other comments? I would like to thank the co-sponsors of this bill. I would especially like to thank Representative Berger and Senator Courtney and Senator Verger, because I know they've been working on this for several years. Senator Verger had a version last year that I worked with her, and unfortunately she was not successful. So I think that this is a very important moment in Oregon's history, that we are actually voting on this bill today, and I'm very pleased to see that we're able to move this forward. With that, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Smith?
Excused.
Representative Byer?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Excused.
Representative Burley?
Excused.
Representative Cannon?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. With that, motion passes, and we already have a carrier on the bill, and that is Representative Berger. That will close the House Energy and Environment Committee, and have a good weekend.